right. Well, here we are. To dream again. To dare again. To feel enjoyment and happiness again. Or for the first time. To realize this is living. Be inspired. To see your life as an exciting journey of discovery. With your host of the Inspire Possibility Show, Mark Sussman.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Sussnell. Thanks for tuning in to the Inspire Possibility Show. And every week I invite individuals who I consider cutting-edge thought leaders, people who are inspiring, people I find interesting. And some of these people I hear about, sometimes they're sent to me by various means. And I have somebody who I'm excited about sharing with you because we've already been talking for about 5 minutes or so off air. Her name's Sandra Yonsi. Some people, CNN has described her as an American hero. She's an internationally acclaimed award-winning entrepreneur, best-selling author, movie producer, philanthropist, and you can go on. And she's the founder of the eWomen Network. And I was just saying to her, well, I'm going to have to interrupt our conversation to do the introduction. So I'm making it short, and you're going to find out more about her in a second. So hi, Sandra. Can we continue our conversation?
I'd love to do that. Like I said, cut to the chase. Forget the bio. This is so rich.
Exactly.
Right, what we're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
And we were talking about some of the inspirational people I've, you know, had on my show before and coming up. And you have quite a story. And I know eWomen Network, and you have the book about failure, making failure. Tell us about that book about failure. I just, when I read that in your bio, I said, you know, I'm curious about that. That's an amazing topic for a book.
Yeah, well, what I think is that people, we have been taught somehow, somewhere along the line, most people, in fact, all people that I know of, that I have met through my journey, when I ask them what's the opposite of success, people, I've done this with thousands of people in an audience, and they'll scream out failure. And somehow we've looked at failure as being the opposite of success. And I find that it's not the opposite. It's actually part of it. It's part of the journey. And
I like
when
that.
when you begin, I think, to shift the way you look and think about things, then you understand that, you know, I'm going through this for a reason. There are lessons that I'm supposed to learn in this, because probably later on, when the stakes are a lot higher, you're going to see something that pops up very similar. But now, because of your experience, you now have wisdom. And you can't buy wisdom. You can only earn wisdom. And so once you have that wisdom, now you can choose to respond versus react. It's kind of like when Wayne Gretzky was interviewed once, and he was known as the great Wayne Gretzky, right?
Right.
And he, a hockey player, and he was asked, what makes you so great? And he said, well, most people go to where the puck is. I go to where the puck is going to be. And that's called wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you only get that through experience, right? And so failure is part of it. And to me, it's the universe saying, you're up for some really big things, and you're going to see something like this again. And let me teach you this now, because it's going to be so important for you to know how to respond the next time you see this again later on.
Right. What if we just got rid of the word failure and looked at it as feedback?
Exactly.
You know, entered it
just
in that
totally
realm.
Changed the word, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Is that kind of what you talk about in your book? A little bit?
I mean, the book is a compilation of people that have overcome incredible fear, incredible doubt, incredible crises in their life, and how they did look at that and say, wow, what might I learn from this? And how might this impact me, not only in my business, but who I am as a human spirit? When it gives you empathy versus sympathy, right? When you can relate
yes.
to somebody else's pain, someone else's frustration, someone else's angst. It allows you, I think, to create a deeper connection when you can say, not just I hear you, but I know this pain too. And let me share with you what I know that you may not be able to see right now. You're so in it that you've got the blinders on, and I can see what's in your blind spot because I get it. I've been there, and I've crawled through this as well. And so I think it's an important way to build real connection with your neighbor, your prospect, and your client.
Yes. So what I'm curious about is you just have had such incredible success with just about everything you've done. Well, what was the turning point for you? Because I know that you've had some hard times too. Was there like a
yes.
time in your life when you hit bottom?
Yeah, I mean, I've had lots of times. I mean, I think one, and I didn't even understand that I not only hit bottom, but I glued myself there, was, you know, my father died on my birthday when I turned 5 years old. I was hit head on as a passenger by a drunk driver when I was 14 and destroyed what I considered to be destroyed the top part of my face when I hit the windshield. My brother passed away instantaneously in a car accident when I was 26. He was 27.
Mm-hmm.
My stepfather died, you know, 6 weeks before I got married. You know, I mean, there was just a series of things that have happened that that really played into my psyche around, you know, life is short. Don't take it for granted. Make sure you can take care of yourself because nobody else may be there to take care of you. You know, so lots of messages, I think, that I internalize, some in a healthy way and some in a not so healthy way. But in
right.
business, what really got me was that I internalized it. You know, I focused, like I talked about this for the first time really on the stage at our conference earlier this month. And what I realized is that, and it took some therapy to figure this out, was
mm-hmm.
I focused on being smart. I thought, here's what, to be successful, I'm going to focus on brain power. I'm going to get educated. I'm going to get my bachelor's and my master's and a 2-year postgraduate certification at the Gestalt Institute. And I'm going to, you know what I mean, just going to focus on being
yes.
smart. And then business was hard for me.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why is because I was missing my heart. And I had encased my heart. It had been broken so much that I was afraid to love anything, including my business,
uh-huh.
including
uh-huh.
my clients. But I thought I could still
and love yourself.
To impress them with being smart.
Love yourself.
Right. Exactly. So it wasn't until I started really peeling back the layers of the artichoke that I got to the real heart of what was going on.
Uh-huh.
And once I realized that, I realized it was okay to not know. I was afraid to say I didn't know, so I stayed in isolation. People asked me how the business was going. I'd say, oh, it's great, it's wonderful, and I couldn't pay the bills.
Uh-huh.
And I finally realized I can't
do this. And this was
E-Women
Network?
Be. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And I went and got a
uh-huh.
coach. I went and got a coach,
uh-huh.
and that changed everything for me.
Uh-huh.
And people say to me now, and let me tell you, I hawked my kids' clothes at consignment shops.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I colored my own hair. I live in Dallas. Let me tell you, hair becomes a line item on your budget.
Really? A necessity, huh?
I became best friends with L'Oreal.
Uh-huh. Another necessity.
You know, I mean, I let go of... You know, I interviewed Mark Cuban once, and I asked him, I said,
uh-huh.
why do you think most entrepreneurs fail? And he said to me, without skipping a beat, he just looked at me and said, because, Sandra, they don't really want to do the work. And when I asked
uh-huh.
him, let's talk about that. What does the work look like? And part of the
uh-huh.
work is sometimes you've got to give up some of the things that you have today so that you can have the things that you want most.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's having a vision. But what I was just thinking as you're telling the story, what courage to to go for like that, especially when you have children. And were you married at the time?
Oh, yeah. I've been with my husband, will be 39 years. I met him when I was a senior in high school. And
we had him, our own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the show. And we just had an amazing conversation. And Alan, he warned me. He said, oh, you're going to love Sandra. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. Can it be better?
How cool for me, right, to have my husband be my greatest fan and cheerleader and, you know, support. I'm in the process now of, and I can't say too much, but I've been extended an offer to be on a national Emmy Award-winning syndicated television show. My life is getting ready to make a big shift, and I'm really excited about it, and I'm also really super scary, and I'm paying attention to my stinking thinking. Who do you think you are?
Yeah, yeah.
What if people hate you? You know, all of that stuff, you know, and when I was going for my run this morning, I was thinking about just what's going on with me that's allowing kind of my critical Christina to, you know, get the best of me and really drop little seeds of doubt, who do you think you are kind of thing. And I was really sending out, you know, to God, you know, just, to, you know, am I doing the right thing? I mean, I got a really good thing going on here. Why am I doing this next thing? And I was... And when I was being interviewed for the show, well, you know, it came to me and I just said, you know, you can quit a job and you can give up on a dream. Many people do. And I said, but, you know, a calling chases you. It stays with you in the quiet of the night. It speaks to you. And in the craziness of it all, it yells in your ear to stay the course. You know, it's... In some ways, it's the most loyal thing you can ever have in your life. It stays with you to the day you die. And what I realized
is calling.
That, a calling is that thing that stays with you. And I feel like it's a calling. But I was jogging. I took a picture of it tomorrow. I think I'm going to post it. When I was doing my cool down, and I was just really, you know, putting it up to God, like, send me a sign. Should I really be doing this? It's a big shift. I don't know what it's all going to mean. And I swear to God, I took a picture, and there in the cement of the street laid a blended in, almost camouflaged perfectly with the street and dotted with rust was a key. And I thought to myself, wow, here's a door. Here's a door that I can walk through, and my own stinking thinking is putting a lock on that door.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like the key for me was a symbol of, okay, Sandra, pick up the key. You got this.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to go through this door. You know, and ultimately...
Yeah.
Our success, all the things we decide to do, ultimately is a choice. It's really as simple as that. I mean, success isn't for the chosen few. Ultimately, it's for the few who choose it. You know, Mark? You got to choose it.
Totally
agree. You got to pick up the key and put it in and turn the knob and walk through. And you just can't allow waiting to become a habit, you know?
Yeah, and also I think you have to feel you deserve it, that it's your birthright.
Totally.
That's really what
I
come down to. It's your birthright. You are chosen. It's your birthright.
Yeah.
And you are a visionary. And I kind of feel that, you know, visionaries recognize that in other people. And I see that in you, that you're a visionary. And visionaries have to be courageous. Because there's a lot of obstacles and one of the biggest obstacles and barriers is that inner dialogue, that critical voice. Like what you just said, who do you think you are? You're not good enough. Why aren't you just happy? Why aren't you just satisfied? But it's just something that is inside of you that says, you know what, this is what I need to do.
Yeah. I love that you spoke about the word courageous, because I think courage is the optimal word for being an entrepreneur. I think that people wait to develop confidence in order to make courageous moves. And what I've learned is that confidence is a consequence of courage.
Mm-hmm.
That
I like that.
Once you take the courage to make a bold move, you know, to take a big step, that once you see what happens, the consequences of that, you become so much more confident in the willing to take the risks, in the stopping your critical thinking, right? You know, raise the rent, kick her out, you know what I mean? You have a confidence that comes, but so you don't have to be confident to be an entrepreneur, but you do have to be courageous. You have to be willing to let people roll their eyes at you. In fact, if they're not rolling their eyes at you,
and
you're
let them even
not
think you're stupid,
right?
Or a fool, or
exactly,
you know,
because
whatever.
You can see what it is they can't see, right? That's
exactly
the whole point.
I know. It's interesting. Somebody once said to me, "Oh, you're a dreamer," and then I go, "But I'm not the only one."
Yeah, right.
You know, the John Lennon's, you know, song "Imagine."
Yeah,
I
totally.
I feel
like I'm a dream catcher. There are people that get stuck in their dreams and never get into action, you know, but I think it's in the, you know, getting into action that I think is the beginning of the real breakthrough. And that's when the magic takes place. You know, when you feel like, you know, you are moving in the direction of, you know, what it is that you dream. When somebody asked me, I was talking on one of my Sip, Tip, and Talk webinars, I was talking about the difference between ideation, creation, and innovation. You know, and ideation is kind of the dream, the idea of it all. Creation is, you know, how am I going to make it happen? And innovation is about getting it done. And that's what, those are the great innovators of the world.
I like that distinction.
Don't just dream it. Yeah, they make it happen.
So how do you know, what I found with that inner critic voice, what I've done in my own practice and what I suggest in the work I do, and whether it's, you know, in coaching or giving talks, is to give that voice, it's like that gremlin or sometimes I call it your VOJ, your voice of judgment. I like to give it a name. So I call my VOJ Ralph. So when I hear it, because it's always going to be there at some level, is what I think. But it's not trying to talk it out of it, just to recognize it. Because that voice is irrational. That voice is irrational. So once you can acknowledge it, say, "I hear you, Ralph," it takes you out of the irrational realm to just be the observer.
Right.
Instead of stuck in it, all of a sudden you go from just being the observer, and it's just, I found it separates me from that, and that's what I do to quiet the voice, and to know it's going to come back, but it's okay.
Totally. I mean, they never go away forever. They get scared too once you get into your power position, right, of it. And mine's Critical Christina. I call her Critical Christina. Just my critic, my inner critic.
Critical Christina?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like that.
And
the way I
really pay attention to her is it's funny that we're talking about this, because you and I had no conversation about this prior to the interview.
Exactly.
And that was my Instagram post, was don't rush the hush. You know, you know, quiet reflection for me is the most productive time of my day, because it allows me to pay attention to, there she is. What is she saying? And I know better, right? And I just visual, and then I was doing it on my cool down on my run this morning, you know, and I really did say to God, you know, send me a sign. And it's funny because I was walking back on, I had already run down the street I was walking back on. And so when I was running, I never saw the key. So when you get busy, when you get really busy, you miss things that are very important, very important. But yet when I turned around to come back, you know, I was now doing my cool down. I was walking.
Right.
And in the slowness of that, it just, if I'm going to post a picture of it now for sure. I didn't.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it tomorrow, because you have to look closely to see it. I mean, it blends that much into the street. You know, and it's the quietness. It's rushing. It's hushing the rush.
I love that phrase.
I think,
You got some good phrases. I have a lot of good phrases too, but you've added a few I've never heard of before.
Well, good. Then you can use them, right? Yeah. The more, the merrier.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, what about you? Talk about that time for inner reflection. Do you have like a practice that you do in the morning, or?
I do.
I do.
I'm very clear on my how I spend my first 90 minutes of my day, and it does start out just with being in bed. And giving myself, actually starts out the night before, because what I've learned from interviewing billionaires is that they know what they're going to do the next day the night before, so that when their feet do hit the ground, they're on purpose. And I think that so many entrepreneurs, get caught up in the distractions of life and of business. And then, at 10 o'clock in the morning, when it's time to kind of make their list, they write down all the things that they've done just to cross them off so that they feel productive, when in fact that's no reflection whatsoever of really driving results on purpose. And so I've learned to know what exactly is my next day the night before, so that I'm very intentional and I don't get caught up in a lot of distractions. Then when I wake up, first of all, I give gratitude for waking up. I don't know about you,
right,
but I'm just like, thank you. Thank you for blessing me with a new day. And, thank you. I can wiggle my toes. I literally go up my body. And this doesn't take but like 90 seconds. This is not a like a major ritual thing. It's a ritual, but it's not a time-consuming ritual. But it is giving gratitude for being awake, right? And for
me,
it's also about then, I always do a fasted workout. So that's kind of my deal. You have to give yourself some carbs if you're doing weights. But if you're doing cardio, I always do my carbs after that. So because I believe in taking care of my body. I mean, to do the work, big work in the world, you have to have clarity and you have to have stamina and you have to have strength. And, this body, I mean, it's a container. I used to think that, I was a body with a soul. I've learned that I'm really a soul with a body, and this is a container, and I need to stop treating it like a trash can.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
I'm
about, exercise, and then if I'm running, if it's a run day, if it's a cardio day, then for me that's, I have to be outside. I'm not on a treadmill. I've got to be breathing the air, and I've got to be, my senses have to be, I'm watching and looking from landscape to traffic to my feet to whatever it is, right? And I do listen to music, but I do interval running, where I run as hard as I can for a full minute, and then I power walk for two. And in that, so I listen to music for my 1 minute, and in my 2 minutes, I just pay attention to my breath, pay attention to my heartbeat, notice the sweat rolling down my back and, through my hair down my face. I give gratitude that my body is responding, and I get really clear on who I am. I think it's really easy for your business to start running you and you not running your business.
Totally.
And then I come back and I make myself a fabulous breakfast in the morning, and it's my best meal of the day, and I eat in silence. I eat it just saying, nourishing my body. I'm giving it fuel so that I'm operating on high octane. And I'm thinking about, it's time to get to the office and get focused on the agenda that's already been set for me. Work that agenda. What you think about, is what you bring about, and what you set your mind to do is what you'll create. And so be intentional about it.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, I we're kind of running near the end of the show, and I wanted to save some time so you can talk about the eWomen Network and how people can find out about it, how people can get a hold of you, and all that kind of stuff, because I know that
the best way,
it's such
obviously
an important
is,
thing you do.
Thank you. I mean, we have 118 chapters. We do over 1,000 events a year. And the best way to find out about us is to go to eWomenNetwork.com, and E for everything, but mostly entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And we're just a real success system. Success is scheduled. It doesn't It doesn't, you don't have to go find it. You just have to go up and get it. And I think that eWomen Network is right there for you. And so, you know, my goal is to help 1 million women entrepreneurs achieve $1 million in annual revenue. And everything that we do, we don't do anything unless it ties into that. You know, everything we do is to make that happen. And, of course, I'm on Instagram, Sandra Yancey, and Facebook and Twitter is Sandra Yancey, EWN, for the initials of eWomen Network. And I'd welcome any of your listeners to join me there.
Mm-hmm. Wow, sounds great. Could I, and then you have the movie, The Glow Project.
Yeah. And soon, I mean, my contract will be done. They want to start filming end of September. So, that'll be a shift, and I'm preparing for all those shifts here at the office with my team and my staff. And so it'll be just another platform, right, to reach people and to inspire them to, you know, really create possibility, not to think about it, but to be about it. And that's why it's an honor to have been on this show with you.
Well, thank you.
The Inspire Possibility Show. So it's a perfect fit with my mission. And it's great to know you, and it's great to know that there are other people, you know, that are sharing the same torch.
It is. I always sometimes when I'm trying to make sense of what I'm doing, the model I come and the people I meet, because as we talked about having a show like this, is you're like a hub for amazing people. And just in my everyday flow in the Northern California, there's a lot of really amazing people here, and I find you know, every day that I'm meeting somebody that's very inspirational and just good to be with. And so what I've come up with, this idea that what we're all doing is kind of we're gathering our tribe of kindred souls. And
yes.
When we have these connections where you're talking to someone and you're getting them and they're getting you. It's not like you have to explain so much. It's just that it is.
Right.
It is what's happening.
It is. It is.
Yeah. And I knew when I talked to Kim, it was right away before the show started, just like with you, I knew we were going to have a great conversation.
Yeah. It has been great. It has been great.
Yeah.
You've inspired me. I'm excited for the rest of the day.
Well, thank you.
Like
thank you. That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Yes, that does. And I just want to thank you and acknowledge you. I think really what I'm getting really is your courage. You know, we've talked about this before, but I think for your courage and your commitment to empowering people. I think that's really the words that come are courage and commitment.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
well, thank you. Yeah.
Vision. We got to throw that in.
Of course we do.
Of course we do,
you know.
Yes.
I think that, you know, the truth is the best work you can do in your business is to continue to do work on yourself. You know, I mean, I believe
Absolutely.
That we were all born with wings. I mean, no one ever looked at the caterpillar and said, that thing can fly, right?
Yes.
And none of us, I think, were meant for crawling. And none of us were born to break down and stay down. I think we were born to really break out and break through and break records. And, you know, when you believe in yourself and you do the work on yourself, you know, then the word impossible just becomes a word used only by the non-believers. So do work on yourself. Pay attention to who you hang around with. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around a whole bunch of minimum wage mindsets. So it's important to surround yourself with, you know, people that don't visualize the penalties of going after their dreams, but the people that visualize the rewards of saying yes to their success. And so,
you know,
it's time
interesting,
to rise.
The word impossible that you brought up, if we just took the I am and put an apostrophe after the I, right? And then you go, and then it becomes I'm possible.
Yeah. And, you know, I just
got to
say, do you know who coined that? If I'm not mistaken, it was Audrey Hepburn.
Really?
Who first? Yeah, I think it was Audrey Hepburn. If I'm not, you know, because I at one time I was really into looking at the lessons of amazing, you know, women, And she, and I think it was she that said, you know, nothing is impossible. The word itself says I'm possible.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great
well,
one.
Thank you for that. For that information, I never knew that. I
yeah.
knew it wasn't me. I'm not saying it was me.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't me.
No, but we're all, you know, we're all learners, right? I mean, that's what
uh-huh.
it's all about. Great people
yeah.
come before us so that we can learn from them and emulate, you know, and repeat, you know, the things that we can. I mean, I've studied Steve Jobs like crazy and proud
wow.
of it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, we're out of time. We have about another 10,
okay.
15 seconds. So, again, thanks for everybody for listening to the Inspire Possibility Show. And next week we're going to have another amazing person. And I always like to give my guests a copy of my book, The Soul of Uncertainty. And I know that I've sent to Kim a copy, so I know you already have that.
Ah,
so
great.
So again, thanks for all your work.
I will make sure he shares it with me.
I hope so. He better.
Yes. Yes. I'll hang up and walk right down to his office.
All right. Okay. Well,
thanks
again, so
much. Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Inspire Possibility Show with Mark Susnow. To learn more about Mark Susnow, go to inspirepossibility.com and click on the contact button. Schedule a complimentary visit with Mark or email him at mark@inspirepossibility.com. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine the possibilities. Imagine.